Welcome to another episode of the Timeless Tactics Podcast, where we explore profound topics that can inspire personal growth and provide actionable wisdom for navigating the complexities of life. Today's episode, episode 25, is centered on a topic that many may shy away from, but is universally relevant to every human being. We will be exploring mortality, not as a source of fear, but as a profound inspiration to live life authentically and with intention. Mortality is a reality that unites every individual and has the potential to remind us of what truly matters in the time that we have. Throughout this episode, we will examine how the awareness of our mortality can serve as both a compass and a catalyst in designing a life that aligns with our values, priorities, and deepest desires. We will offer actionable insights and reflective questions that will help you harness the awareness of impermanence as a tool to enrich your day-to-day experience. Part 1. Facing Mortality, A Shift in Perspective. The concept of mortality has often been considered taboo in many cultures and societies. People tend to avoid contemplating their own impermanence, creating a disconnect between their actions and the finite nature of existence. However, great thinkers, philosophers, and creators across history have recognized the essential role that mortality plays in driving meaningful lives. From the ancient Stoics to modern-day psychologists, the idea remains the same. Acknowledging that life is temporary can inspire clarity, focus, and purpose. To begin, we will reflect on the idea of memento mori, a concept discussed extensively by the Stoics. Memento mori is Latin for "remember that you must die." It is not a morbid statement, but rather a tool that encourages us to live fully. Marcus Aurelius, one of the most influential Stoic philosophers, often reflected on mortality as a way to remain grounded. He believed that contemplating death is a reminder to cherish the present moment and focus on what truly matters. If we view mortality through this lens, it becomes an invitation to rid ourselves of distractions. It is a way of questioning whether the choices we make today contribute to a legacy, bring fulfillment, or reflect our truest selves. Death, rather than something to fear, becomes a guide to what is worth prioritizing in the limited time we have. When we accept the inevitability of our own mortality, we unlock the power to live more intentionally. Each day becomes an opportunity to align our actions with our values, to nurture relationships that matter, and to pursue dreams that set our hearts on fire. Instead of being paralyzed by the fear of an uncertain future, we are inspired to create a life that feels meaningful and authentic in every moment we are given. Part 2. Mortality as a motivation to cultivate relationships. One of the most immediate implications of reflecting on mortality is its impact on relationships. Recognizing that time is finite can encourage us to nurture deeper connections with the people who truly matter in our lives. Too often, we take for granted the relationships we hold dear, assuming there will always be time to reach out or make amends. However, when we fully acknowledge life's transience, it shifts how we approach our interactions. It prompts us to ask ourselves, how often are we saying, "I love you," to those who matter most? How often are we making time for intentional conversations with loved ones? How often are we expressing gratitude for the presence of others in our lives? Rather than letting small disagreements or misunderstandings linger, an awareness of mortality can inspire reconciliation. It keeps us focused on the importance of connection over division and reminds us to choose kindness even when it feels difficult. The quality of our relationships often defines how rich and meaningful we feel our lives to be. Every moment we share with others is an opportunity to deepen our bonds and create lasting memories. When we choose to be fully present, we invite joy, understanding, and trust into our relationships. Life's uncertainties may limit the time we have together, but every interaction holds the power to leave a positive and enduring impact. By sharing laughter, offering support, or simply listening, we affirm the value of those connections and strengthen the threads that weave our lives together. True empowerment comes when we recognize the role we play in shaping our relationships. The effort we invest in communicating openly, forgiving readily, and showing compassion echoes far beyond the present. It builds an unshakable foundation of love and respect that nurtures us even in our hardest times. We must honor the people in our lives by prioritizing these moments, making room for genuine connection and ensuring that no words of appreciation, admiration, or care go unspoken. Part 3. Mortality as the ultimate call to action. Beyond impacting our relationships, reflecting on mortality challenges us to live with greater intention in our pursuits. It raises critical questions about how we spend our days. If today were your last, would you be satisfied with how you spent it? Would it reflect the values and priorities that matter most? Too often, we fall into the routine of postponing our goals, dreams, and passions for someday. We hold on to latent ambitions, assuming there will always be time. Mortality challenges that assumption and serves as a powerful motivator to act now. Ask yourself, what are the things you have been putting off? Is it writing a book, pursuing a career change, starting a passion project, or traveling to a place you've always dreamed of? When we anchor our goals in the reality that time is finite, we give ourselves permission to take bold steps toward those aspirations. Beyond individual pursuits, mortality underscores the urgency of building a legacy. It prompts the question, what do you wish to leave behind for others? It might be a piece of art, a groundbreaking idea, a company built on meaningful values, or the cultivation of kindness in your community. Whatever your legacy is, contemplating mortality inspires us to pursue it with renewed vigor. Acknowledging our mortality also deepens our gratitude for the present moment. Each sunrise, every laugh shared with loved ones, and even the challenges we face are profound reminders of the gift of life. When we approach our days with this perspective, we begin to see beauty even in life's imperfections. Every fleeting moment holds the potential to enrich our lives, and by focusing on what truly matters, we cultivate a mindset that cherishes the here and now. Furthermore, understanding the brevity of life empowers us to live authentically. It encourages us to shed the fear of judgment, to be unapologetically ourselves, and to pursue what sets our souls on fire. When we release ourselves from the expectations of others, we create space to listen to our inner voice, the one that knows our deepest truths and aspirations. By choosing courage over conformity, we align our lives with our values and purpose, ensuring that the path we walk is truly our own. Part 4. Mortality's role in cultivating gratitude. Another profound outcome of contemplating mortality is a heightened sense of gratitude. When we realize that nothing lasts forever, we begin to appreciate the ordinary, everyday moments in life. Small things like a smile from a stranger, the sound of laughter from a loved one, or the beauty of nature become moments to savor rather than overlook. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we already have. It reminds us that even in the most challenging times, there are elements of life worth cherishing. Studies have shown that gratitude practices, such as journaling or meditating on positive moments, have a measurable impact on mental and emotional well-being. Mortality reminds us to pause and take note of the intricate tapestry of joys that make up our lives. Consider starting your day with a morning reflection. Take a moment to write down 3 things that you are grateful for each day. Use the awareness of mortality as a gentle nudge to focus on the beauty of the present moment. When we cultivate gratitude and live with intentionality, we unlock a profound sense of purpose and connection. Each day becomes an opportunity to create meaning, to cherish our relationships, and to pursue what lights up our souls. The fleeting nature of life is not something to fear. Instead, it is a call to action, an empowering reminder to celebrate small victories, to seek joy in the mundane, and to be present for what truly matters. Part 5. Practical questions for reflection. At this point, you may be wondering how to take these insights and incorporate them meaningfully into your life. To close out this discussion, here are several reflective questions that will help you harness mortality as an inspiration rather than a source of fear. What are the things you value most in life, and does your everyday behavior align with those values? If you only had 1 year left to live, what would you change about how you spend your time? Are there relationships in your life that need strengthening? What steps can you take today to make them stronger? What legacy do you wish to leave behind, and are you actively working toward it? Take some time to sit with these questions and write down your answers. Use them as a roadmap to ensure that the way you live aligns with the things that matter most to you. My closing thoughts. We began this episode by exploring how mortality can often feel like a difficult topic to engage with. However, throughout our discussion, we have seen how reframing our relationship with impermanence can lead to a life infused with clarity, connection, and purpose. Mortality is not something to avoid or fear. It is one of the most profound reminders to live fully and authentically. By reflecting on the finite nature of life, we can focus on what matters most, nurture meaningful connections, and pursue the things that bring us joy and fulfillment. Thank you for joining us in this deeply personal and important conversation. We hope these reflections inspire you to live with greater intention and to cherish the time that you have. If you found today's episode meaningful, we encourage you to take one small action inspired by this discussion. It could be reaching out to a loved one, revisiting a long-held dream, or simply jotting down what you are grateful for today. Until next time, remember that life is precious, and every moment is an opportunity to create meaning. Thank you for listening to the Timeless Tactics podcast.